The difference between a prophetic believer and a conventional believer is one. There are those people who are in a prophetic church and they're still thinking they are prophetic, but they are just conventional. A conventional believer is a believer who is not prophetic. They just believe in Christ and they want to go to heaven. That's it. A prophetic believer, on the other hand, he isn't just a person who's knowing Jesus and worshiping Jesus. He is a person who discovers purpose. Why and how? So everybody, every person was a child of God. And everyone else in Israel at that moment, he was worshiping Yahweh. But a prophet came to a young man by the name David and said a word into his life. Am I talking to you? So he knew that God will make me be a king. Am I talking to you? So he knew why he was alive. Do you know why you're alive? Some people, it's the same thing. They do alive. It's the same thing. They have no why they are alive. And that's so dangerous. Extremely dangerous. That's what the difference is between a normal believer, a conventional believer, and a prophetic believer. A prophetic believer, it is all about purpose. They know why they exist. Do you see so many people who operate in the prophetic ministry? There is one secret, they don't actually understand it. In prophetic ministry, the following things are common. Somebody say they are common.
They are common.
Number one, impartation. Impartation. The word impartation simply means a rub on, a transfer. So you can be in church. You'll be so shocked when you're home. You find yourself when you're home. Sometimes you're feeling lazy. You can't worship God alone like for 30 minutes. But when you come where Major One's church is and you come to his church like this, you find yourself, you're also worshiping with the audience. Pray. You can actually pray here for 1 hour. Let's pray. You will pray. On your own, go in your room and pray. Do you know why? Because there's what they call corporate impartation. Whereby you are in a place, a church, and there's an impartation. As Major One prays, as he worships, that you are able to feel it. And then you find yourself also praying and worshiping. But go home. Be alone. Pray now. Be alone. You find 10 minutes, 5 minutes, you're already lazy. You're on your phone, you go on WhatsApp, you have stopped it. And you don't even understand why. Because impartation, it is a transfer, an action that happens. So we have people watching us right now. They are praying with us right now. They are opening up their hearts right now because there's an impartation happening through the television. Are you here? I'm trying to teach you something that is very important, and I will tell you why. So impartation, it is the transfer of something, and not all of it, but part of. So if I pray for her and she receives impartation, it means she has received part of what God has put on me. It is not all of it. It is what? Part of. That's what's called impartation. It is imparted. And this can actually come on people passively. There are people who don't even know that there was a day that there was something part of what God has put on a Major One came upon them, and they don't even know. Because impartation, it is part of the spirit that God has put upon someone, can come upon you. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
This is why when God wants to do something, he doesn't just bring it like wind, the whole town, you know. So he raises people and he gives them something. And he says, you want it? Okay, sit here. So impartation, it is what God puts on a person. It's a transfer. You can actually start finding yourself much prayerful. Much as there is prophetic impartation that you can receive from your man of God, there is also what he called demonic impartation that you can receive from your association. This is why there are certain people, they have got a certain energy. After you chat with them, after you meet them, after you laugh with them, you go back home, you find yourself, you're thinking crazy things, or sometimes your prayer is down, or some, because there was an impartation where you went. There was an impartation with the person you actually spoke to. This is why the Bible says, do not haste. Don't hurry in laying on of your hands. The word laying on of hands there, it is like this, where I'm greeting him like this. This time, it is a metaphor that explains association. Some here.
Amen.
Are you understanding? So that's why you find some of you, when you come from church, they are friends, you know, they are people, you know. After you meet them, after you start chatting with them, there is this energy. All of a sudden, you are negative, or sometimes your prayer life is not, you know. And am I talking to you? Be careful. So you will find yourself in the same circle. You'll be moving like this, and then you go back on the same circle. Why? They are demonic impartations. That's why when someone is falling, it's like that. When somebody is falling, they will never want to fall alone. What have I said? But when they're rising, they want to rise alone. Trust you me, they will never come to you and say, oh, I'm rising, can we rise together? Oh, I'm rising, can we? But they will never say, can we rise? But the day they'll be falling. Am I talking to you? I warned one of my sons. I had someone who was in my office, you know, and he was living well, you know, being around me. So this guy was in my security, so he was living well and he was happy. And when he was falling, he went to tell other people to say, me, I'm living this. So I told those people to say, when he was eating money, did he eat with you? Was he rising with you? That's what happens. When people are falling, they want to fall with you. And when they are rising, they want to rise alone. And that's a thing you should always remember. Always remember. People who are doing well, whether anywhere else, whether in ministry here, they'll be doing well and you'll be admiring them, but the day they would want to fall. Can I say something to you? Be careful with your associations. Some of you meet people who they have got certain energies. After meeting them, you can't pray like how you were praying yesterday. And they affect you. And some of you are actually wounded. You are so wounded. Thank God, because he didn't allow you to fall. I'm telling you, some of you, God was like, you not you. You are not falling. Karaman de rebush. It's victory. Am I speaking to somebody? You must be very, very careful with your association, because impartation, it is not only from God, the enemy also can impart. All of a sudden, because impartation is not the whole thing, it is part of. Now imagine a person has got a demon, and a part of that demon comes upon you. Am I talking to you? So in the prophetic ministry, there are things like impartation. It's so common. Impartation, you can't run away from it. In the prophetic ministry, the Spirit of God raised upon somebody, bah, and then there are people who are able to get part of it. However, I have seen, even in the ministry, a very good example in the ministry, there are pastors who operate under my impartation. But that's not enough, because there's also what we call mantle.
I receive it.
A mantle, it is not part of.
Oh yes.
It is the full dimension.
Yes. I receive it.
You didn't hear me.
Yes.
A mantle is what?
Full.
The full dimension. Yes. So if somebody gets a mantle, it means he has gotten the full what?
Dimension.
Do you know Elisha? He was anointed together with Jehu. Do you know he was anointed?
Yes.
Elijah took oil and anointed him. That was impartation.
Yes.
But then, in 2 Kings, when Elijah was going up, he said, I'm not looking for the impartation you gave me. Now I'm looking for what? For the mantle. So he said, all right, when you look at me, when you see me going up, said, look at me. And at that moment, Elisha took the mantle, not impartation. Remember, Jehu was anointed. Hezrael was anointed. Elisha was anointed. But these ones, Jehu, Hazael, they were all anointed, but they never got the full dimension. When Elisha was anointed, when he had the impartation, not the mantle, he could not do miracles, which Elijah was doing. But when he took the mantle, the Bible says he took that mantle, the cloth, and he hit the water, and he said, where is God of Elijah? And the water split. And he walked on the dry ground. And the Bible says the sons of the prophets, the sons of Elijah, looked and said, what was on Elijah is now.
I receive it.
So can you imagine how many pastors or how many ministers, how many sons of Major One who operate just on impartation and they are very satisfied? So impartation comes from the man of God. Well, a mantle, it is your character and your submission. Mantles don't come on people just because the man of God has released it on you. Mantles is consistency. Am I talking to somebody? Oh. So you find people who are also my sons. I'm going to use from ministry side. Who are also able to prophesy, pray for people, all right? It's just part of. But the anointing of money they don't have. Because it's just part of. Anything the enemy does to them, he squeezes them and they are finished. Or a major one can meet battles, he'll walk out. Meet this, he'll walk out. So it's up to you to get the mantle. Say mantle. So we have people. I'm saying the truth. So we have people who are actually saying, I have the anointing of my father, Major, under the anointing. I hear this very common. My partners, everybody. This Papa, you're anointing. I understand. But you have to grow now and receive the what?
Mantle.
The dimension. Mantle, it is the full dimension that is hidden in Christ, that is dedicated and given to a particular location or a person. And it is not, listen to me, it is not bound to stay in one location. It is actually transferable. And this does not happen where someone is passive. You have to know. The person who gets a mantle. So you see someone say, I am operating under the anointing. Yeah, it could be the impartation. But God showed me a vision where he said, I will release people who will begin to carry the mantle. I'm teaching this teaching to you because you are the people who are in my proximity. In other words, you are able to see what happens around me. And if there is anyone around me for the past 3 years who still doubt to say, this man, he has God, the hell that is preparing for you, it is too doing push-ups. If there is anybody for the past, trust me, anyone who has been around Major One 3 years or more, there is no doubt God is in our midst. The Lord is with us. We have seen oceans rise. We have seen mountains quaking. And we have seen the hand of the Lord saying, touch not. Do my prophets. Am I talking to you? This is a word to each one of you tonight. Maybe there's just an impartation. Even some of you, there's not even impartation at all. You are just you. No, tonight we want a mantle to come upon someone. The same dimension of Christ that God has put upon the man of God, Major One. The same dimension. It will come upon my house. I want you to ask this question. Say, where is God of my father, Major One? That's where the whole problem is. Somebody said to me, he said, oh, I see people in your church, someone in your church saying, God of Major One, can they pray on their own? I said, they can. I said, they can. There's no problem. They can. I said, even you can pray on your own. And I said to the person, I said, listen, can I ask a simple question? He said, yeah. I said, let's take a Bible. So we open Romans 12, verse 3. Can you just show me? In Romans 12, verse 3, the Bible says what?
For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think.
Exactly.
But to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Go ahead.
For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function.
Stop there. Go back.
For I say.
All right. Let's read NIV.
For by the grace given me, I say to everyone of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you.
I want you to say something here that is important. Each one of us have different graces. And God deals with each one of us differently according to the grace given on each one of us. There are certain things in you that I don't have. That's when it comes to worship, I submit to you guys who know how to sing. I'll start it. Because I am a very good singer. I didn't want to use the word bad. I was trying to think, do we have another word instead of the word bad? I'm a very, very, very good singer. So when it comes to singing, I don't know how to sing it. There are people who actually, God gave them that grace. Not me. Amen. Am I talking to you?
Oh, yes.
And there are people around me, God gave you different graces. But when it comes to the prophetic, it's like God forgot everything on me. Like, oh, he forgot it. Then he said, so what should we do? Tell your neighbor that God took me and put me up there. And he forgot me there. It'll be difficult for someone to bring you down.
Oh, yes.
Because the one who put you there, it is God himself. And in fact, he forgot you there. Hallelujah. Amen. So I want us to pray tonight. Just a simple, humble prayer. The Bible says God has given to each one of us. It says according to the grace that is given differently. So major one has been given a certain dimension. And that's a fact. I'm not trying to teach you. It's public knowledge.
It's okay.
But what I want to say is we want to pray tonight. When I say the dimension to come upon you, I mean starting from prayer. Prayer, that dimension of prayer must rest upon you. Yes. Prophetic awareness. Mm. Prophetic awareness where you are able to know what's happening around me, to have the hows, the whys of your life, to have answers. This will rest upon you tonight. The anointing of warfare, winning battles, to rest upon you tonight. Sudden doors to come upon you. Somebody say sudden doors. I want you to raise your hands now. Father, in the name of Jesus, just begin to pray. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray that, Father, like Elisha, what was on Elijah, may it fall on me tonight. May the mantle upon the major one. Pray for the mantle. You will see what begin to happen around you.